The new owner of the crooked building that many people still call the Liberty Bar wanted to move it from its location on Josephine Street at the Highway 281 exit two blocks southward to the corner of Avenue A and Pearl Parkway. Courtney King, who says her great-great-grandfather is the building's original owner, says her family just recently sold the building. She was shocked to learn just last weekend about the Pearl buying it and of the plan to move the 100-year-old structure.
I believe it was like Friday night around 10 or 11, and so I was on Facebook, and I see the building, and then I see how they want to cut it down and move it, and that's when I went ballistic, and I called my mom and said, "Oh my God, you're never going to believe what's happening."
That's when King started a petition online to try to block the move to the Pearl. She says relocating the building would damage its integrity and affect the natural lean that it acquired in the big flood of 1921.
The building is built on pier and beam out of longleaf pine, and the water went clear up to the ceilings on the first floor. So a lot of people in that area took coverage at the building since there weren't really any two-story, buildings in the areas. And as the water slowly receded down, that's how it got its tilt.
HDRC denied the application by Silver Ventures to move the crooked building, but it did approve the company's application to move the small frame house behind the bar to a still-to-be-determined location that the commission must approve. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.